Jack and Annie struggled up the stone steps that led to the castle. At the top of the steps, Jack glanced back at the park. He could barely make out two figures in the snow, one in a dark cape and one in a raincoat.
"Them! It's them!" said Jack.
A cloud of wind-driven snow blew over the couple. Jack kept looking, eager for another glimpse of the two young enchanters, but the snow hid everything in sight.
"They'll find us," said Annie. "Come on."
She pushed open the door to the castle and led the way inside. The door slammed shut behind them. Jack and Annie stood in a dimly lit hallway.
"Hello? Who's there?"
a man called.
"Jack and Annie," shouted Annie.
A tall, thin man came down a curving stone stairway. He wore an old-fashioned blue-striped suit.
"Goodness, two children," he said. "What are you doing here on a day like today?"
"We got lost in the park," said Jack. "My name's Jack, and this is my sister Annie."
"Pleased to meet you. I'm Bill Perkins," said the man. "Welcome to Belvedere Castle."
"What is this place?" asked Annie.
"The castle was built in 1869, said Mr. Perkins. "It was meant to be a delightful surprise when one wandered the park. Today it's a delightful surprise with a nature observatory and weather instruments inside."
"Weather instruments?" said Jack.
"Yes, I've come from the U.S. Weather Bureau to check them," said Mr. Perkins. "I'm afraid right now our data is telling us that the weather's undergoing a rapid and terrible change."
Jack shivered in his damp clothes.
"Our data is telling us the same thing," he said.
"A storm has blown in from the Midwest bringing wind and snow," said Mr. Perkins. "But after nightfall, things will get worse. Another storm is coming up from the south, gathering speed on its way."
"That sounds serious," said Annie.
"It's worse than serious," Mr. Perkins said. "It's disastrous. After dark, the two systems will meet and create a monster blizzard. It could be the worst in New York history, even worse than the blizzard of 88.
Jack caught his breath.
"Poor New York," said Annie.
"Ah, yes, it's the last thing our great city needs during these hard times," said Mr. Perkins, shaking his head.
"Excuse me, but I have a question," said Annie. "Do you know if there's a full moon tonight?"
"Well, yes, there is," said Bill Perkins. "You won't see it, though, not through those storm clouds. Actually, it'll be the second full moon this month."
"A blue moon," said Annie.
"You're exactly right, a blue moon indeed," said Mr. Perkins.
"I have another question," said Annie. "Do you know where we can find..."
"Any unusual animals?" Jack interrupted. "On public display somewhere in New York City?" "Well, your best bet in New York would be the Bronx Zoo," said Mr. Perkins. "They display all kinds of animals from all over the world."
"Great," said Annie. "How do we get there?"
"What? You can't go to the zoo today," said Mr. Perkins. "Not in this storm."
No, of course not," Jack said quickly. "But if we ever decide to go to the zoo in the future, how would we get there?"
"Well, the best way would be to take the West Side IRT," said Mr. Perkins.
"What's that?" said Jack.
"A subway line that runs up the West Side," said Mr. Perkins. "The number 2 train on that line will take you to the Bronx Zoo."
"Oh, great. Thanks for everything," said Jack. "We'd better get going now."
He and Annie started toward the door.
"Wait, there's a telephone upstairs. Let me ring up your parents. Perhaps they can come get you," said Mr. Perkins.
Well, said Annie, we haven't lived here very long, and we don't have a telephone yet."
"She's right," said Jack, "but it's not far to where we live. We just need to get out of the park to the street."
"To the West Side," said Annie.
Yeah, the West Side," said Jack.
"Can you tell us how to get there from here?"
"Certainly." Mr. Perkins opened the door. Wind and snow blasted inside as he pointed to the right.
"Cross the terrace and then walk down the stairs to a path. That path will take you out of the park to 81st Street," he said. "Hurry home now."
"We will," said Jack. "Thanks a lot, Mr. Perkins," said Annie.
And she and Jack headed back out into the blizzard.